Yeah, welcome back to Community Connection here on KGMI. By the way, you can also hear all of our audio segments, actually everything on Community Connection, plus anything you know that we run on KGMI, you know, morning news, afternoon news, KGMI Connects with Joe T. And any audio segment you can always find at MyBellinghamNow.com. Again, that's MyBellinghamNow.com. I'm Bill Davis, your host, welcoming a person that I'm meeting for the first time, but guess what? I know her by reputation, April Holstie. Program assistant, Hope House. Did I get that right?
Yes.
Yeah. I know you by reputation. People have told you are a famous person. People have told me about you.
Oh, wow. What an honor.
But we're meeting for the very first time. Yeah. Thanks for, first of all, taking time out of your day, because I know you're really, really busy with Hope House, to come in and chat with us for just a few minutes about Hope House. Let me give a full disclosure here. Our friends at Dewey Griffin Subaru always help out on Community Connection. They reserve these segments, but not to do oil changes or sell cars or things like that. They just want us to tell great stories about wonderful people doing good things in the community. Obviously, Hope House would qualify for that. Before we get to what Dewey Griffin is doing for you guys right now, give me some history about Hope House and what you guys do in the community.
Yeah, so Hope House, we've been open about 22 years now. Mm-hmm. We're located off of Kentucky Street, right across from Bellingham High School. Mm-hmm. We are a nonprofit that focuses on clothing, hygiene items, and household items for homeless and low-income families in our community. Hmm. So we provide a lot of essential goods, all free of charge to people that are in need, and we rely heavily on donations from the community to mm-hmm. do so.
We're going to give you some contact information here in just a second if you want to help out Hope House. Our friends at Dewey Griffin Subaru helping out big time. Is it a coat drive that you guys have going on right now?
Yeah, Dewey Griffin reached out. They're very generous. They've done this for us in the past as well. And they're putting on a coat drive, emphasis on kids' coats, but we'll take just about any mm-hmm. type of coat. They are collecting coats that will then be donated to Hope House and distributed to people that need them.
I think this is the last weekend of that too, right? When do they need to get the coats in time?
March 25th is the last day to drop
them. Monday, right?
Yes.
Okay, so basically get on the stick.
Yes.
Brand new coats, gently used. What are they? What are you guys looking for?
New or gently used, okay. As long as they're in decent condition, we will take them.
And mainly for the kiddos, like sizes like 0 to. I don't have kids, so I don't know what sizes we're talking about here.
All of the above, yeah. Newborn through high school and above even.
Oh, okay. April Holstie's with us. She's the program assistant at Hope House here in Bellingham on Kentucky Street. You mentioned the coat drive going on, but you also do hygiene products and things like that. Can people just donate that at your site on Kentucky Street?
Yes. Anytime that we are open, we accept donations of new or gently used clothing, household items, small appliances, hygiene products, as long as they're unopened, mm-hmm. and then things like diapers and wipes and non-perishable food items, and yeah, things mm-hmm. like that.
Best way to get to your website is, you know, I've got it pulled up right now, but it looks like a long one with assumption.org, you know, Hope House. Best thing probably just to go to Google and Google in Hope House, Bellingham.
I would say the most direct way to find information about us would be to check us out on Facebook.
Oh, okay. Silly me. The old World Wide Web is so passe. It's so 20th century now. Yeah. Facebook's a much better way to go, right?
That's where we keep things updated the most.
Okay. Yeah. And they go to Facebook and just in the search engine, just put Hope House.
Hope House Bellingham. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know you're not open today, but I'm pulling up your hours. And it looks like, let's see. Well, Monday's going to be the last day of the coat drive. But you guys are actually open Monday and Tuesday. Is this right? 9 to 11:30?
Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, yeah. 9 to 11:30.
And then on Fridays, it's 12 to 2, right?
Fridays from 12 to 1:30.
12 to 1:30.
And we are also now open on Tuesday evenings from 6:30 p.m. to 8 p.m.
And that would be the place for people to come by and drop off. Like I said, coats. Actually, they can go by Dewey Griffin, right? And drop off
yeah,
the cups.
Dewey Griffin anytime before Monday. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then after that, you're welcome to just bring them straight to Hope House if you'd like.
Okay. Like I said, we'll give them all that contact info, mainly Facebook page. But before you came on the air with me, you wanted to reach out to folks who might want to help you with a project. You said you had some ideas for like different organizations to help you guys out.
Yeah, beyond just donations from our community, we also love when places like Dewey Griffin or other organizations do drives for us. Mm-hmm. We often need large collections of things like coats or blankets, diapers, toilet paper. Mm-hmm. So if there are any other organizations out there that are hearing this and want to help out, I would love to talk to you about some of our needs. Mm. We also, if you have a group of people that want to do kind of a one-time work project, we have some little projects around Hope House that need to be done that we could use volunteers for.
Oh, okay. How long did you say you guys have been in the community now?
22 years.
Yeah, and as I recall, you're part of the outreach ministry, the Catholic Community Services.
Yes, yeah,
Western
we're one
Washington.
Of the programs of Catholic Community Services.
And you are one of hundreds of paid people there. No, actually, you were telling me when you came on the air, there's like two?
Yeah, it's just myself and Sherry Woolsey.
On salary, yeah.
And then everyone else is volunteer.
Wow. Do you always need, you were talking about the different projects. I mean, do you just need volunteers day to day for things as well?
We could absolutely take a few mm-hmm. more volunteers day to day. It tends to be a weekly commitment, so
sure.
It would be something that we're looking for people to commit to something on a regular basis mm-hmm. instead of just a drop-in. But we also have lots of little drop-in projects if you just want a one-time.
And funding is always important. I'm assuming you're not going to turn down cash at any point in time.
No, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we always need monetary and physical donations.
Well, let's, in the minute or so we got left to spend with you, once again, Dewey Griffin Subaru doing your coat drive for Hope House, and that's going on through Monday. Close of business on Monday.
Yes.
And any other time, if people want to donate, you know, like you said, diapers, baby wipes, any kind of hygienic things that people need, shampoo, razors, and things like that, they can drop by Hope House on Kentucky Street during your regular business hours and do that.
Absolutely.
And like you said, Facebook page, that's probably the best place to go to get all the info on all this?
Yes. Mm.
Can you do me a favor, April? Can you come back and tell me what a great, huge success the coat drive was?
Oh, absolutely.
And maybe give me some more ideas about ways that people can help you at Hope House. Thanks for spending the time with us. I know it's a busy day for you. She is April Holste, program assistant at Hope House. You're always welcome here on Community Connection.
Thank you.